The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
We just finished decorating our 12-foot Christmas tree in the new house.
I hope you have at least 12-foot, 1-inch ceilings in the new house.
We do.
Let's talk about hiding presents. Pamela, you have a young son. He's not listening right now, right?
No, I hope not.
Okay, good. So where do you hide his gifts, and has he found them?
This is one of those times when you can make your clutter work for you. I have found that hiding his gifts in the years in the garage or in the basement or the storage area works really well because there's already a lot of stuff there. So you can take whatever you're hiding, particularly if it's a bigger thing, you know, it's in a big box, and put it behind some of the existing clutter. Or if you've got a box that has some extra space in it, put it in there. Or if it has, like, labeling on it that's going to really, you know, give away what it is, like there's a bike in here or something, just throw a sheet over it. And I have found that to be extremely successful over the years because our son rarely goes rooting around in the garage or the basement or, you know, the storage area. So that works out really well. Another great place to hide your presents is the trunk of your car, particularly if you have small children because they're not going to be, you know, going in the trunk without you, of course. It doesn't work, though, if you have an SUV or a hatchback, something where you could just look into the trunk and see what's in there. That's not going to work. So, but if you have a traditional vehicle and you can use your trunk. Another favorite of mine, especially for the little gifts, like little jewelry or other small things, is in those big stock pots that we all have that live, you know, in our upper cupboards or in the back of a cabinet. Because unless you're planning to make like a giant vat of soup anytime soon, the stock pot's probably not going to be used around the holidays, and it can hold all sorts of small gifts. And chances are your family is never going to think to look there.
You know, there's also the underwear drawer.
You know, there is the underwear drawer, also good for small presents. And, you know, your kids might decide it's not worth rifling through your skivvies. So.
No. That's kind of like a ew for kids about going through their parents' underwear drawer.
Exactly. So, you know, the other thing is just get your presents off site. You know, go to a neighbor's house, or if it's permitted by where you work, you can have presents sent to your office. A lot of people do their shopping mail order. I do almost all mine on the internet these days. So that's a sure way to foil snoopers because they're not going to find it if it's not anywhere in the house. Another great place is the cleaning supply closet. You know, most kids don't look there. Mine rarely goes in the cleaning supply closet, I'm sad to say. So that could be a great place. But the other thing you have to do, though, is once you do all this hiding, you have to remember where you put them, right?
Yeah.
So I like to keep a little list, and I keep track of, okay, this present is hidden in this spot. Because it was a classic in my house. Every year when I was growing up, my mom and my aunt would always do all the Christmas shopping for me, and they'd hide all the stuff. And, you know, we'd go through the opening and all the presents and, you know, all the tearing and ripping of paper, and there'd be piles of it around. And then my mom and my aunt would look at each other and go, where's that other present? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't remember. Every year there was a lost present in my house. So you have to remember where you put them.
And in our house, it's the going through the closet and going, oh, I meant to give this to you. It's that kind of thing.
Surprise!
Yeah, look, it's a little extra present 6 months late.
There you go.
Once the holidays are over, it's time to take decorations down. Always a pain when you retrieve them next year because it's always a mess. The lights always get tangled as if there's like a critter somewhere that tangles lights.
Absolutely. It's like that's what the elves do in their off time, right? They go
exactly.
And they tangle all your Christmas lights. So lights are a great place to start because, like you say, they can become really tangled from one holiday to the next. But, you know, it's really pretty easy to keep them untangled by making smart use of stuff you're going to have around the house anyway. So, you know, those boxes that all your holiday presents come in, save some of them because you can use a rectangular piece of cardboard and wind strings of holiday lights around it so they're held in place. You know, and then you can cut little slits for the lights to kind of go get tucked into so they really won't move. Shoebox lids are great candidates because you can cut off the sides, put your little slits in, wind the lights around them, and then store them in the shoebox. So that works out really well. We've got a lot more tips at houselogic.com/radio.
Always a good place to go. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gil, and happy holidays to you and all of the listeners.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.